Let's sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, and catch up on some of the news coming from the charity. It's all part of the weekly updates, and thank you for joining us, Matt.
Hello, Alan. I think we're sort of both suffering from some blustery wet weather this week, but nice to speak to you.
It is miserable, and the temperature is plummeting. We've certainly noticed that here in not-so-sunny Scotland. A few topics to chew over today, Matt. We have spoken in the past about how charities are working more collaboratively and closer together. And I know you want to update us on a meeting which you've recently had.
Yes, we're part of a couple of groups, really, the Disability Charity Consortium, where we sit with a bunch of charities like MenCap and Mind and Sense and Scope, a bit closer to home, in the VI sector charity group, which is a group of eight charities, ourselves, Guide Dogs, Thomas Pocklington Trust, Blind Vets, Glaucoma, Macular, Retina, and then the Visionary group of smaller sort of local societies going after various common shared interests and objectives as a group. So this week we had the latest quarterly meeting, and we were very lucky enough to be hosted by Blind Veterans, who've got a centre up in Llandudno, and Nick Kaplan, who's the CEO, is leaving as CEO after 8 years in January, so his sort of farewell, really, but a very good day at Blind Vets, and really pushing ahead on things we've talked about before, but just to sort of reassure the listeners, you know, a lot of work going on the eye health pathway, working with the health service, where we're all involved, really trying to get that joined up end-to-end sort of eye health pathway working a lot better, and with, you know, the real participation and engagement of different parts of the health service. A lot of work around employment we're doing together, and one of the particular things we've done as a group is to fund, between Thomas Pocklington Trust and ourselves, 21 internships into the sector, and those are people who will get sort of that internship at a local society to a degree underwritten by ourselves and TPT, and hoping that that's 21 blind and partially sighted people, you know, coming into that program who will move from the internship into a fully paid job afterwards, and there's strong evidence that that happens. So we're really, really pleased with that. And then a variety of other ongoing things we've been doing around technology and around mental health. And I think, you know, we're finding our feet as a group pretty well now.
Let's go on to, I suppose it's a looking to the future a little bit here, Matt, looking at patronage and presidency of charities, because it's, again, something to tell us on that.
We have a couple of roles in the organisation, not on the payroll as such, but they're vital for the charity. One is the patron, that has been the queen for 70 years for the RNIB. You know, the R being royal, and there's a long and very proud history of royal interest in the RNIB, you know, going back to King George VI and through the Queen for 70 years. Clearly, the royal household are working out all the patronages from the Queen and where they go with King Charles on the throne now. So, you know, we're just waiting to hear, as are many organisations, about that. And I'm sure they've got a lot to sort out with all the hundreds and hundreds of patronages the Queen had, which now need a new patron. Separately, we have a role called president, which is, you know, someone who's a little bit more hands-on, helps us go out and make good social contacts or good contacts in society that help the charity get on the radar with people, whether that's with philanthropic partners, commercial partners, you know, opening the door into different worlds, or whether it's the arts or sport or media, politics. And we've been blessed, and I met her yesterday most recently, to have Dame Gail Ronson as our president, who's been in role for the better part of a decade actually now, and actually has been in gala dinners with the Queen if you go back 7 or 8 years. So, I mean, she's brilliantly well connected and has done us absolutely proud. Gail stepping down at some point early in the new year, and we're just in the process of finding a new president at the moment, and I think we're getting closer to sort of pinning down who it might be, and I can't give you any names, I'm afraid, Alan, today, but and it's a great opportunity just to remind the listeners how much benefit we've had from Dame Gail Ronson as our president for the better part of a decade.
Wait and see. Let's finish off with something festive, Matt. We are going to chat about our letters from Santa offer. Now, the mailings for this, if you want to do it by mail, are drawing to a close. You can also email, but they are incredibly popular.
Yes, I'm conscious here we are still in November talking about Christmas. There should be some bylaw that stops us talking about Christmas while we're still November and not December. But yeah, we had this brilliant service called Letters to Santa, where our elves working hard away at Peterborough, who knew the elves were based at Peterborough, and Santa, you know, received requests from blind and partially sighted children who would love to receive a letter from Santa in an accessible format. And actually, we've had some great sort of interventions and support this year from Martin Lewis, and now the World Cup has started, very fittingly, Michael Owen supported it as well, the ex-England football player. And actually, we've seen a big uptick, actually, in numbers requesting this service after those interventions. So we're delighted, and I'm sure we'll be sending out more than 2,000 this year. The reason why we're talking about it this week, Alan, is because the deadline is Friday, the 2nd of December. So if people who are listening think this is a great idea for their kids or people they know, then please do get in touch for a physical letter. And actually, there's a lot more time if you just want an email, which is the 20th of December. But if you want a physical letter, then you need to tell us by Friday, the 2nd of December.
Please do. And Titch the Elf will be reminding you regularly here on RNIB Connect Radio to do just that. Now, if you'd like more information on the letters or the festive treats in store or about any of RNIB services or news, do have a look at the website, rnibconnectradio.org.uk. Call the helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can ask your Amazon Echo device to call RNIB's helpline. We've run out of time. In fact, we'll catch up with you again next week, but thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you, Alan. My pleasure as ever.